For week four, these are our final thoughts. All right, Mike, what's at stake for this one?
I say what's at stake is a road win that the Packers would really like to have in their back pocket this early in the season. You look at the rest of the road schedule. There are three teams out there that are already 3-0. Denver, Carolina, Arizona. Packers have to travel to all those places. Minnesota's 2-1. You have to travel there. Oakland's 2-1. You got to travel there late in the season. Not saying that this is a gimme win by any means, but we all know how hard it is to win on the road in the NFL, and I think this is one the Packers really want to get.
Well, officially, the fast start is at stake because this ends the first quarter of the season. The Packers have a chance to go 4-0. Which was Mike McCarthy's goal, the team's goal from the beginning.
Absolutely.
But there's something extra in there. Minnesota is at Denver. Yeah. The Lions are at Seattle. Those are tough assignments. The Packers, with a win, could start 4-0 and stretch out their advantage over the NFC North.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, your player to watch.
I'm going to pick Ty Montgomery, receiver for the Packers. I'm going to say that for two reasons. One, I think the Packers' kickoff return unit might be close to breaking one. We've seen some pretty good running lanes, and we've seen the improvement already over last year's kickoff return unit. I think Montgomery is close to breaking one there. And also, with Devontae Adams unlikely to play with that ankle injury, you know, Randall Cobb and James Jones combined for 240 yards, four touchdowns last week against Kansas City. It's going to be tough for them to repeat that. I think Montgomery, who got his first touchdown last week, I think is going to need to be a bigger part of the offense.
And he's getting great blocking on those kickoff returns.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My player to watch is Clay Matthews, because if he's not the schematic answer to Colin Kaepernick, he is certainly the athletic answer.
Yeah.
He's the Packers' best athlete, in my opinion, on defense. And, of course, Colin Kaepernick is one heck of an athlete. That's the strength of his game. Mike, the Packers win if they tackle Kaepernick. He has run in and out of arms in the three games that he has beaten this team, and he has beaten this team.
Yeah.
And it's not just out of the read option. In the playoff win, the most recent game, he gained yards running, scrambling out of pass formation. The broken tackle on the, was that Jared Bush?
Yeah, he got blocked inside, he slipped outside and got a big first down.
That was the game winner as far as I was concerned. It led to Phil Dawson's kind of chip shot game-winning field goal.
Yeah, and I'm going to say the Packers win if they have enough in the fourth quarter to finish this one. Coming off of a short week, the Packers have had two physical four-quarter games against Seattle and Kansas City. You've got a short week, you've got a long road trip. You got to have enough in the fourth quarter to finish this one, and I think the Packers will. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay tuned to Packers.com during Sunday afternoon's game for your quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog. Send this guy your questions for Ask Vic Halftime. After the game, we'll live stream Coach McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers' press conferences. We'll also have Larry McCarron's one-on-one with the head coach, and all of your post-game stories and videos on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.